everybody. Well, we are actually 3 months past April Fool's Day. Anyway, we're in July 1st, 2016. And who knows, maybe they got a Fool's Day in July. But anyway, here we go. Let's clear the date, July 1st, 2016. Releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, dear. And here we go. Let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen. So then we'll have them help you with your situation of what you're dealing with. So we'll just change your order slightly for tonight. Here we go. So releasing the energies in your room. And the energies will be released once the light beams come in. If you have any got Scoobies around or things, they normally leave. So here we go. Energizing the light beams. As many monitors you have up, we'll energize for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. In fact, if, let's just say you have three monitors, okay? So that monitor was one of them that you want to indicate for male energy. So just, yep, that one there is male. Next one will be non-gender. So we'll do non-gender and female. So now it's your choice if you want your second monitor. Maybe you only have two. So, but if you do have three, you're going to get all of them. But here we go. So this will be if you want it to be non-gender for your second monitor. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. 4 and 5. Okay. And your next monitor. And this is the female energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So here we go. Let's clear a situation from you for a pain. Here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So this is our Friday BBS program, our station 2. And we're also on station 2 tomorrow night, which is Saturday. And this is, normally we try to cover a lot of questions and information from people on the Friday show. So we'll see what we have there. So, Ann, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. The first testimonial I wanted to read comes about today's call that you did just earlier at 5:30. It was the entity removal call. Dear Ron, thank you so much for making us real so many times during the healing call today. I really feel wonderful. And somebody else wrote in, been feeling a lot of bone releases and creaks and cracks after today's call. And the skin misting water has been making me feel great. So thank you, Ron. I mean, they're saying thank you, and we all enjoyed that a lot.
Wonderful. Yeah, the misting water is great.
Yeah, and you mentioned tomorrow, and I just want to say, as I always do, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific time on BBS Radio Station 2, again, is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So if you are new or you haven't been on the Saturday call, or show, it's an important one to come on live so that you can join us on that trip to the Lightship and request a physical healing. All the other shows you can listen to the archive, but the Saturday night one, it's really important to get on live. So, Ron, last on Wednesday, you announced a plan to do a new call probably in August. And we would love some more feedback about that from people and if they feel that it's a good idea. But we did get one person, Ron, who wrote in about it, and I'd like to read that. Yeah, you cleared some Native American energies on Wednesday. So this person wrote in, wonderful Native American clearing on tonight's call. I grew up in a town with lots of Native American history. And while I don't have Native American blood that I know of, I have always strongly resonated with them. Feels like a number of Native American emotional bodies had been hanging around me looking for help, and they found it tonight. I am freed of an old, deep sadness. Count me in for a 2-hour in August to clear harm done to different races. So if I'll just explain that a little bit in case you weren't listening to the Wednesday show, but Ron had this idea that all the different races have histories, and you know, there's a word, but there we sometimes in our culture say things about certain races, and maybe it's a joke or maybe it's something mean, but there is some truth to all of it if you look at it, and a lot of that needs to be cleared, and it could be hurting us and blocking us in certain ways, our cultural heritage. And so Ron thought he would do a healing, and so we'd love to hear from people if they think that's a good idea and what cultures, I guess, you'd be looking for some requests, right, Ron, for certain ancestries or whatever to be cleared. Obviously, Native American is a really good one to start with. I'm of Irish descent. I'll put my vote in for Irish.
Yeah, there could probably be, you know, 30 of them that people could probably do. So what we'll probably do is just, I would think that most people might be maybe 5 different cultures, okay? It could be less, you know, unless you're, you know, you're thoroughbred, you know. but you may have, you know, 5 different mixes in you that are the major ones that are making you who you are, and then you have all those whatever stigmas or whatever's attached to those races connected to you. So we'll have to figure out a way to do the call. Maybe we could just do 5, and you would input, as I'm doing a clearing, you know, one of those 5 energies there. So you'd have 5 that you could do, and we would clear that out that way. So remember, you know, everybody probably has something where there's hardship and maybe, you know, going back in time, you know, where maybe your race was almost exterminated. You know, or a lot of hardship. You know, if you look at the older stuff, not to pick on the British, but, you know, they tended to, you know, do a lot of stuff to conquer places, and, you know, your race could have been one of those that got conquered, or you know, the Romans, or whoever, whatever. But anyway, that's all I'm looking at, is stuff like you know, could be harming you, and maybe you were that particular race doing that at that time, and that's in your bloodline, and you go, oh, man, I'm sorry I did that. You know, I didn't mean to give the, you know, the American Indians, the blankets of smallpox, you know, but I am of that race, and, you know, whatever, you know. So anyway, that's kind of what I thought, that we could get rid of. Of these things that are energetically attached to you, and, you know, you don't even know how or why. But, you know, you do feel something inside of you that maybe you can't put your finger on, and it's bothering you. So, back to you.
Okay. Yeah, I think that sounds wonderful. And, you know, there are a lot of general things that we could clear, like, you know, torture and famines, starvation, that, you know, things that have happened in the past. I mean, I know that, unfortunately, that's happening right now on the planet, too, but some of us, you know, who are fine, living outwardly fine lives, but are still being affected by those things, and that's the perfect thing for Ron and Creation Lightship to clear for us. So we have a testimonial and a very interesting suggestion, really, from a listener about the heart knots and the brain communicating to the body call that you did last week. This person was on the call, but also put their brother on the call. But he wasn't present. He was on absentee and in a place where he couldn't even really drink water during the call. So she put her picture there and asked the light beings to you know, activate the water in his body, as you were talking about this the other day, and they had very good luck with that. So so she feels that that really helped him a lot. And I think that's a very interesting suggestion, because you did say, you know, if you're not near water, your body's getting a little bit activated. And the same listener made the suggestion that since we had these very powerful healing calls recently, it would be a good time to redo or update the magnetic and twisted body healing. Do you agree, Ron, that's a good idea?
I would say yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Let us go a little sideways here. Real quick, a little story. I talked about this on one of the shows a couple of years ago, but it was Uncle Dub. So Uncle Dub was older. I think he was approaching 92, 93 or something. But anyway, because he was older and one of his daughters wanted to, get his money, basically. This is how I perceived it anyway. So they put him into a rest home under doctor's care, and he was pretty functional. And then they stopped. The doctor says, well, if we feed him, he's going to start choking, and we don't want to have that responsibility of him dying from choking, so we're going to stop feeding him. And so that's what they did. And so the lady said, oh, yeah, that's great. No problem at all, you know. It's costing me X amount of money, probably a week or a month, and his gigantic savings account that I'd be getting myself if he wasn't here is dwindling, and I want to get that money. So I'll agree with whatever you want to do, doctors. And so they said, okay, we're going to put him on, we're going to stop giving him fluids and food because he doesn't, we don't want him to choke. So anyway, the gentleman, who was Uncle Dove's, Uncle Dove, that was the gentleman, okay, and he's probably about maybe 60. He calls me up. He goes, man, you got to help Uncle Dove. They're trying to kill him in this rest home, you know? And I said, okay. So I said, what I'll do is give him nutrients from the light shift, and we'll just see what we can do to help him. So after, so we're doing that, right? So after about maybe a week, 10 days or something like that, and I actually went to see him. And he had more energy than anybody in the whole room. I mean, I couldn't believe it. He was glowing. And this, I think I saw him in November, and I think he wanted to live through December, and I think he left maybe in February, March, something like that. So I saw him, I think, in November. But anyway, what happened was the doctors couldn't figure out why he was urinating, because they weren't giving him any water. So they were getting kind of freaked out, and they go, man, we really can't kill this guy because we're told that we can kill him legally, and plus, maybe they raised the rates on their place so they get more money, and he's in the old plan, And so anyway, so that's what happened. And then they realized that they could have a lawsuit because of what they're doing, and they started feeding him, and then they, I think they took him out of there maybe a month after that. But anyway, that's what happened. So they freaked out because he was still urinating, and he looked wonderful. And he kept saying, I want food, I want food. And they just said, no, he can't have any food, And so that's Uncle Dub. So that's what they're talking about, a little bit about the water, possibly. So that's one of those cute stories. But when I saw him physically, he had... his energy around his body was like about a foot of light. He was glowing, and quite interesting. So anyway, I'll just turn it over to you, Ann. So that's one of those neat things that I can remember. I don't remember too much, but that one I can. Uncle Dub. So back to you.
Well, that is a wonderful story, Ron. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Okay, I have some more testimonials, and again, we would love to hear from people that have, what their thoughts are about Ron doing that call to clear the different cultures. And okay, somebody wrote in, I used the skin misting water Ron provided on last Monday's body organ restoration call. My arms and legs were all deeply scratched. After several applications of the mist, I noticed they were healing more rapidly and less red and sore. They seemed to help the topical medicine and oils I was applying work even faster. Also, the pain release water helped immensely.
Right.
So, yes, this past Monday, Ron did the wonderful organ restoration call, and I would imagine we'll start to hear from people about that more, Ron, as the time progresses a little bit, because, you know, it's so powerful that it's almost like you don't really get it in the moment, because but people will be getting it as they go through the next few days and weeks, because they're going to be feeling so much stronger and healthier from all of that clearing. So, and as always, we love to get your testimonials.
And also, you know, don't look back. You know, if you start feeling better, don't question it, because you don't want to bring yourself onto that old timeline, you know? So that's the whole thing. Get a clearing, don't look back. If your friends start talking about your past, you know, run, don't walk away from them.
So, right.
Yep. Well, I got to go now, you know, because brought you back into that timeline. They'll put you onto the timeline, and that will invalidate your clearing, basically, depending on how strong they believe that you should have this problem. So, run, don't walk. Back to you.
Yeah, that's a really good endorsement for just not talking about your problems and your situations to people, so you don't hear it repeated back to you later. So someone had before I move on to the next testimonial, someone had a question about how we put our pictures in front of the computer, you've explained, so that the light beings see us and know who we are, and we get our healings more powerfully if we're not going to be in front of the computer ourselves. So somebody asked the question, would that also work with the things you've recently allowed us to record, for instance, the out and in of our spirit, the mind to heart drop, what else have we recorded lately? I guess we wouldn't need the alien. That has to be with us wherever we are, the alien to light. But they're asking, if you put your picture in front of the computer, will those recordings work for us also if we're not in front of the computer?
Yeah, I would say typically they can, and they would. I just don't know why you would want to keep doing the spirit in and out of your body.
Right.
You know, that wouldn't make too much sense to me. Maybe once a week or something like that, or twice a month, you know.
Right. Yeah, maybe that's my mistake. I don't know if they said that one.
Yeah, but yeah, if you're doing a clearing, then you could put, you know, your picture in front and, you know, of your computer, because you're not present in the room. That's what it's for. Typically, if you're not going to be there, then put your picture up. So I guess the next question would be, well, gee, Ron, if I'm there and I put up five pictures, am I going to get, you know, a clearing to me plus five times more, we'll say, because I have five pictures up? No. So by having your picture up in front, you're not going to get double the amount of energy going into you. So it's just in case you walk out of the room or you're absentee. So back to you.
Okay. So someone just wrote in about the August call. I grew up with Polish jokes, people saying the dumb Polak. My sister called me dumb as a kid. My grandmother was Polish, so it's in my blood. Glad for the clearing in August. And, yes, I just updated my magnetic and twisted clearing yesterday. Agree with that other listener.
Right, yeah, so. Oh, so there we go. We got So I think that would I just got to figure out the format. So if you're interested in having that call, which it sounds like, you know, this may be a call we're going to be doing, maybe you could write down, it'll probably be a two-hour call. So maybe you could write down, you know, maybe we'll do 10 minutes or something per issue that of your choice or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe figure out how I can format the call. You know, maybe you can give me some information of what you think is needed. You know, maybe you have your own special situation, you know, maybe we'll just say that you're who had that potato famine? Was that the Irish?
Yes.
Let's just say that you're 90% Irish, and so with that potato famine, you know, you don't want to eat potatoes now because it might resonate to that famine of those, or maybe you eat tons of them because you couldn't get them, you know, or maybe your body's nutrients is way off because somehow somebody told you about that when you're in school and that activated your DNA, and now you're having problems because the potato is not like it used to be, and maybe you're having genetic problems because of that. So, you know, everybody has their own stuff. Or maybe with a potato famine, maybe that's what you used to eat as one of your major staples, and now you're eating everything because you think that you'd be not having food. And I think what I have heard, not that I'm correct, but what I have heard a lot of the Jewish people from the concentration camps, and you know, they'll always take some food home with them, typically from the meal or something. They want to get a little, you know, I won't say a doggy bag, but a bag for people, you know, a little carry out because they're afraid maybe somehow that they're not going to have the next meal. Okay, have you heard of that, Ann, or seen that at all?
Well, I know taking a doggy bag is a big, big thing in New York City, where I'm from, and there are a lot of Jewish people there. Maybe that's where it came from. I didn't know about that connection, but they're probably not the only culture. Well, and just like this lady wrote in, you know, Polish people are not actually dumb, of course, far from it, but people have made those jokes. It's, you know, so that would be something worth clearing, you know, and they say, like, the Irish drink a lot. Well, not all Irish people drink, but that would be worth clearing because there is that cliche or that thought out there.
Yeah, boy, when I was in New York, they're having that St. Patty's Day, and wow, everybody's out drinking. I don't know if you remember that or not, but wow, yeah.
Well, I made a point to stay home on that day or go to a Spanish restaurant or an Italian restaurant.
yeah, okay.
So someone just wrote in about the organ restoration call. All I wish to say, Ron, is thank you for the overhaul in the now today. And question, do I need to release that bitterness from our billboard, or did that happen with your healing? So on...
Oh, okay. The answer's in the question. So if you're still feeling, then you better release it yourself, yeah, because you're still carrying that energy. Maybe you still need to have more of that clearing. So, you know, if something is on your plate and you keep seeing it over and over again, you may want to get on and do the special clearing, I would guess, the whole lifetime bitterness clearing, you know, to get that
right
out of you. We did quite a bit of that, you know, so I was just thinking that I was touching on something, and it kind of got, I go, wow, you know, this is, I think I did it, I don't know, maybe 8 times or something, counting to 100, so I got rid of a whole bunch of it, but, you know, I didn't think it would be that big of a thing. But if you're still thinking about it and you're wondering, then you probably still have more to release. So I would look at the whole lifetime clearing, and you could use that for the you know, the special clearing to do that. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Ron. I was going to ask you, you know, if you could just you did that bitterness clearing also on the radio show. Gosh, I don't know whether it was Monday or Wednesday. And how does it feel like for the audience that's listening tonight, like we've mostly released that bitterness? It felt pretty powerful to me.
Yeah, it feels pretty much released. I would say it's 80% released, probably. Maybe, maybe 80% from the listening audience is okay. But, you know, if you... you think about it and you get a rock in your stomach or something, or you kind of now relate to bitterness, then you got to do that whole lifetime clearing. So I would think that probably 80% of the people, what I did may have been enough. The other 20%, it's now that they know that they need to clear something out of them because they're feeling it. So do you feel bitterness or you start seeing, you might look up the word bitterness, in Google and see what other words might be kind of similar, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then also look up in a dictionary bitterness and then look for maybe like 3-4 words before that and after it to give you a better way of recognizing what that word is. Because there may be some other issue there. And you may say, yeah, man, it said bitterness, but it might be something else. Mm-hmm. You go, oh, man, I didn't think of that one, you know. So that's what I would do. So back to you.
Okay, and
I heard something about the Battle of Gettysburg is today. So
okay.
I don't know, maybe somebody could check that. I just saw something come in, Battle of, maybe, I don't know what the word is. Anyway. But I think it was, because I heard that on the radio. We'll see if I can get some more information here. But, that was a bad battle, I would guess. Any battle is bad. If one person is killed, and it's probably even worse if they're not killed and they are missing body parts, you know. Oh, back to you.
Right. I guess that was a very bloody bad battle. apparently, there's a problem on the BBS page with our fast chat link. So for tonight, and BBS has been notified, but for now, if you want to send any comments or questions, please send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. I'm sure that'll be fixed soon, but just write to us that way. And, Ron, before we move on, I meant to ask you, do we have aliens that need to be released? Are any aliens with us and listening tonight?
Yeah, we could do that. So I'll count to 100. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Here we go. So what I'm thinking, if I do a call, this call, I probably want to do another call with that. So we'll decide maybe do a 3-hour call, and maybe I could do, like, for instance, pin removal and one for the different races. That way we're getting two things at once happening instead of having to do additional days on things. So maybe I'll do something like that. So we'll see what people would like. If they'd like, the alien hardware, I don't think, would be good to do, because that normally takes 3 hours, okay? But I could do maybe shackles. I could do pins. Or maybe we could create another one, to do with that call. So maybe we could do a 3-hour call on one of the Saturdays or something, maybe near the end of next month. So back to you.
Okay. Right, and we, again, we'd love to hear from people about that. So we got a testimonial about your help enslaved aliens leave Earth. That's what made me think of the, you doing the alien clearing right now. So this listener wrote in, I've been running the Released Enslaved Aliens YouTube video wherever I go, or if there are any people around me. It seems like there have been a lot of battles lately and a lot of aliens that want to get off this planet. I encourage everyone to do the same. It really lightens the space and creates an openness around me. Also, I see more people acting like humans and helping each other instead of running programs. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's good, yes,
Are you noticing, Ron, do things feel a little better on Earth since the there have been so many battles going on lately to get rid of the aliens?
Boy. I'll have to probably say no to that one. I'm still in the deep beyond working on stuff, so.
So you're not noticing improvements. Well, I'm happy that wherever that listener lives, that they're seeing things feeling a little bit better.
Yeah, I guess if I had full night's sleep, it would be wonderful. I had a couple of full night's sleep. That's good. Normally, you know, I know something is going on and I wake up, so.
Well, you need to call for reinforcements, Ron. You need more light beings helping you. Okay, so we have a couple of more testimonials I'd like to read. The Heart Knot call Ron did last Saturday was one of the best I've ever experienced. The call really made me feel more jubilant, joyful, and elastic within my body. A recent heaviness from the death of a pet had been lodged there. Also, I thought it was very interesting when Ron separated our hearts from the mother. A very touching and effective call. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was really, you know, a fabulous call. Okay, and one more. Ron worked tirelessly on octopus energy all day on the Sunday intensive healing call. My pets really looked blissed out as they felt the peaceful energy of the lightship healings. I felt so much better and clearer after the call myself. I spent most of my day driving and listening to the call in the car. The water chargings were very effective, particularly the silver water and the peaceful sleep water I requested for myself. And just to be clear for people listening, if you're an absentee, Ron says always says have about 5 glasses of water ready. And you can, like this listener wasn't on the call live the whole time, so she knew to say, oh, I'd like this glass to be charged for peaceful sleep water. And you can do that.
Great.
Okay. So somebody... I'm sorry, go ahead, Ron.
I forgot about Monday call even, you know.
Right.
I had to listen to you to see what was going on that day. Thank you.
Right. It's you're in the moment, and, you know, it probably seems like a long time ago for you. As something just came in, hi, just letting you know, on the Heart Knots call, I had a release from a pain I had in my heart. It's gone, and my heart no longer has that slight pain. Thank you. It was a very good call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and thank you for writing in. Okay, someone else wrote in about Native Americans, about the call on races. The Lakota Sioux Native Americans use the 5 colors. White is for Europe, yellow is for Asia, black is for Africa, brown is Latino Indian. This is a possible way to do race clearing. Look forward to the call. Thanks for all your help. That's interesting. So to divide it up by Europe, Asia, Africa, and Latino and Indian might make it a little simpler. So that's a thought, Ron. You asked for suggestions on how to do the clearing, so that's
okay,
a good one.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Someone else wrote in, very interesting, almost the same thing, that there are 5 root races, red Native American, yellow Mongoloids, brown Negroids, not sure if that's the right word, white Caucasian, and one other. So interesting. I never thought of dividing things like that. So we're saving all of these suggestions, in a folder. So thank you for sending those. And, you know, we'll put this all together for Ron when the time gets nearer. Okay. So is there anything you want to talk about, Ron, or clear for us, or shall I go on to some questions we have?
I have a question. What's coming to me is you might have in your genetics, okay, let's just say, what two races could I pick on here or talk about? Give me two races, Ann, of people.
Well, how about you already talked about the Irish. How about Italians and Germans?
Okay, so let's just say that for some reason your father is Italian and your mother is German, okay? So now I'm going to say that they're 100% of each, so that you're now a thoroughbred. So now you're 50-50, okay? Now, you might have, since these are different alien races that are here, right? You have the Italian alien race out there, whoever they are, whatever they are. Then you have the German ones. So let's just say that they don't like each other. And now you have these genetics together inside of you. Is your genetics fighting? Okay? Are those two alien races looking at you and causing you internal strife? So this could be what that call's about, to take and to make peace and to release the warring aspect of these two races that might be inside of your body. So we'll see where that goes, okay? Maybe somebody could, continue on with my sentence here. So back to you. You know, send an email to, to what you're doing right now so we can maybe talk about that, because you may have stuff inside of you that doesn't like each other. You know, that's what we do when we take out carcasses on the eight-hour calls. You know, those alien races are battling inside of you, and then they die, and nobody wants to collect the dead. They just sit there and putrefy in you and cause you to have internal infections. So we take those things out. Remember, those energetic things still can reek and whatever else. So back to you, Ann.
Right. And we've heard, throughout history, our country was invaded by the Romans, invaded by the Vikings years ago, and then some of those people stay and marry or stay with the people of the new culture, and they're intermingled. So you could have been living, happily in your country, and then your country's invaded, but then your grandparents are from that race, different race, and they marry, and now you're, grandchild or great-great-grandchild of these two races that, one took over the other.
Yeah, and then we have, what's here in the States, sir? That old thing, the Hatfields and the McCoys, is that what
right.
It was?
Right, yep.
I don't think they're battling now, but, at some point they were for whatever. And anyway, so we'll just, move on, I guess. So back to you.
Okay. All right, so we have quite a few questions here. Someone said, I find myself drawn to the same celebrities and spend much time viewing their pictures and videos online. What would be the best way to clear my addiction to these people? The energetic cording, the natal barcode, or what?
I'd say the cording one, probably. You need to investigate why you're doing this, number one, okay? So let's just say that there's five celebrities that you're drawn to, okay? So the first thing is, what do they have in common with you? Or what do they have that you're missing? So you need to look at that. On the Beyondo realm, we'll say, getting way out there, maybe they got some kind of shapeshifter in them that you don't like, and you're drawn to it to try to figure out their shapeshifter, okay? Or what organization do they belong to? Do they belong to one of those whatever ones we're talking about here that people talk about, which I won't mention? And maybe they're all hooked into that, and somehow you got hooked into it. And you know, you say their finger gestures or something going on, and it bothers you because maybe you escaped that a couple lives ago, you know? So anyway, you got to figure out why they're in your life, because they are in your life, and why other people are not that are also celebrities. So back to you.
No, that's really, what a wonderful way to learn more about yourself and things that you might need to have cleared. That's great. Okay. I am not sure of the answer to this question, Ron, but maybe you will be. Which clearing is a lifetime alien cleansing clearing?
I don't know either, so...
We have quite a few alien clearings, and if you look up, just go on the website and look up the different, if you just type in alien, you know, 7 or 8, I think, clearings come up, and you should be able to figure out which one you need. I'm not sure exactly what that would be.
There's always the alien attack one, you know. That one a lot of people use continuously.
Right.
Because they want to, get this stuff off of them. And that's $30 a month. So that's one that everybody tends to, get if they're suspicious of things happening. Oh, 1863, Battle of Gettysburg, largest military conflict in North America. History begins this day when the Union and Confederate forces collide at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. The battle lasted 3 days, resulted in retreat to Virginia by Robert E. Lee's Army of Northern Virginia. So I'm sure if you're living back east, you would have a reference to that because it's, you know, if you're back there in California here, I don't have any real big thing about it, you know. But as you get closer to that particular state, we'll say, then the energy is there because the people may have lived during that time, and they're, you know, you have your ancestors living there within a state or two away from it. So you have all that energy, or maybe have the connection from having your relative being in that battle. So, do you have anything? You live back in New York, so you're kind of close there. But you know, I would say if you're native California here, you probably, it doesn't mean diddly squat. Just it doesn't relate to you. This is like timelines, you know. So why would you, in a sense, want to connect to a timeline of this, but yet, it is here now. But
right.
Remember, everything is on a timeline. So if you relate to Gettysburg and you're you're born in California, for instance, and you don't relate to it at all, but now all of a sudden, you know that battle was there and you kind of get upset, well, then you probably were there. And or you're on that timeline, so get off the timeline. So back to you.
Right. Now, in New York, there's very little Civil War information, but there's a lot of Revolutionary War. They're much more connected to the Revolution. I've never felt particularly connected to either, but I know in the South there's a lot of connection to the Civil War. And they do a lot of reenacting of the Civil War, so that's probably keeping things alive in a lot of areas. Unfortunately, keeping that literally acting out timelines, putting on costumes. I've never heard of people doing that for the Revolutionary War, but they might. That's all that was, I guess, fought in this country, but there's so many wars. Okay.
I guess we have a Canadian Independence Day happening now or shortly here. I heard something about that, too. So... there's always something going on that they create a holiday for something, and it might be the complete opposite of what you think, so I don't know. That's normally wonder what else happened on these dates going back through history, you know?
Well, I know that just recently, June 28th, was the assassination of Ferdinand, and that was the beginning of, the official beginning of World War One was July 27th or 28th, but it was really just the other day, the anniversary of what they say really kicked off, if you can say kicked off World War One. So these would be good things to clear on the natal barcode, especially if you're having an off day, right, Ron? And then, you know, gee, you might be connected to that.
And remember, you may have that genetic ancestry in there, and that's alive and well. So one of your ancestors could have been there, maybe getting killed, possibly, and the entities popped in through your soul family, and you have that remembrance. So some people, you know, we talk about genetics, and you go, well, how could I have that situation if this person died when they were 20, they weren't married, we'll say, or had kids, and I'm now dealing with it, and, you know, I'm not that offspring because they didn't have any. Well, it's because entities do body hop. And so from that it could happen, and then also your soul family could tie you into that same event because they were there too, probably, okay? So you don't necessarily have to be a child of something that happened, you know, in your genetics because you were there anyway if an entity hopped into you. And normally, you know, entities come in, which are your ancestors, and they body hop that way. And then you can think that you had that experience, and it's actually their experience that they're showing you. So I kind of wanted to bring that forward in case, you know, there's a situation going on. You know, let's just say that for some reason, let's talk about World War II, for instance, with Pearl Harbor there, and somehow, you know you're not Japanese at all, and, you know, all of a sudden you hear about it, and you kind of maybe get upset toward the Japanese, we'll say. Or you feel sad that they did this, and you feel like a betrayal or something, but you're not Japanese. And you go, well, why is that? Why am I feeling that? Well, this could be one of your soul families. Maybe you're the only one that was American, and your whole soul family is from Japan, okay? And maybe you like, you know, saying things about Japan or buying, you know, little trinkets from Japan or whatever, and but you're not Japanese. Well, that's... Is what could be happening to you. So I wanted to get some clarity on that, too. Because some people go, gee, I don't really relate to this, but I'm buying this stuff. And, you know, why? Well, that could be it. Soul family wants you to experience this. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Okay, another email just came in. Ron's idea to use the August call to clear the warring between different races that we contain in our DNA definitely resonates for me. I am Caucasian in this lifetime, but resonate in many ways more strongly with Native Americans. I have felt torn inside by the atrocities people of my race have caused indigenous people. To bring about peace internally between all these factions, including the alien races they relate to, would be great. Another idea is to use the third hour of the call to continue with bridging internal body communications. Remove the battling of races and bring in peaceful internal communication.
Boy, that sounds like what we're going to be doing. That sounds very, very good. Wow. Okay. Well, thank
yes.
you, whoever typed that in. Yeah, that sounds wonderful. So that's
yes.
what we're going to be doing it on.
Yes, thank you very much, listener. That was wonderful. And a couple of other suggestions, warring factors within religions, too, and politics, like, you know, Republican and Democrat, that might be affecting us. That's another good suggestion. And the cultural battling within the masculine and feminine. Very interesting. Oh, we have a lot of ideas, Ron.
Yeah. So let's get those ideas out there. Maybe we can just get a list of those and people bring it in. But, yeah, that sounds good. So, yeah,
right.
You want to get rid of that internal battling inside of you. So whatever that is, how that plays out, and how we do the call, wonderful. That's just great.
Right, right. And that listener's describing guilt. And a friend of mine said that they're white and they were talking to their black friend. And their black friend said, I have to laugh at all of you white people don't want to watch these new movies about slavery. And she said, well, probably that's because you were probably white then and I was probably black. So I don't want to hear about slavery because I lived through it and you were probably the white people who owned the slaves. So I thought that was funny.
You never know. Never know.
Okay, so I'll go on to some other questions that have been waiting in the inbox here. You have a clearing called Energetic Negative Objects. When you use this clearing, do you remove things like swords, daggers, darts, chains, and things that have been put on us, or is that the object removal? What are some of the things we can remove?
Well, you're taking away the energy from a negative object. So I'm trying to see how that would work, okay? So if you go on to that and you want to release a knife that was stabbed in you, it could possibly take away the energy of that of the knife, but I don't think it's strong enough to take the knife out of you. Okay, that's why we have so much going on with those pin calls and object calls and the shackle. I mean, so it could, normally the negative object is if you bought something. From hospice, right? And you got this thing, and naturally the person died, and you got this energy now, and you like it, but it doesn't feel quite right. Or you put it on, and the person who had it, had lung cancer, and you wonder why you're coughing, and so that's what that's for, is to take that away. Can you give me some assistance there, Ann, to explain some of that?
No, I mean, I think that's a great idea if you've ever had something in your life. Wow, it could be even, the bed you slept in, I guess, as a child, or, something that made you uncomfortable.
Yes,
maybe having to wear a uniform.
It'd be like somebody did a spell on it or something,
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what that energy clearing is for. To go
okay.
Extra deep with taking out stuff out of your body, I don't think it's going to be that successful. It will work a little bit, but I don't think there's enough horsepower there without me doing it on a special call.
Okay. Someone has a question about the mental body clearing. Can we just put in a name if someone is making us mental?
Well, probably not, because what you want to do is you have to work at each issue. Now, if you had a book that only had one thing about being mental in it, that person did to you, that it would work perfectly fine. But how big is your book? How many millions of pages are in your book for mental conditions and mental programs? You need to be specific and clear away that one particular incident and then probably get away the timelines, do timeline crashing on it. So find out what the person is doing and clear that on the timelines. And until you get rid of the timelines, then you, you know, once you get the timelines, you know, completed, then look at yourself and see what your next page is about. Is it the same thing? Is somebody else not going to come to you because you haven't cleaned out your, you know, your body of those conditions and stuff? And have you had your whole lifetime mental clearing? You know? So if you had your whole lifetime mental clearing, then that means that you need to now use the unlimited version and put that incident in there. And, you know, that's how you work the clearings. You need to understand that the unlimited version is to be used when you have a situation popping up. Because once you clear those, you know, energetic bodies, and you get that done, then, you know, your life is good and your life starts over again. Because you're cleaned out, those bodies are empty, but they get contaminated through other people bringing in situations for you. It's sort of like, you know, let's say that you limped, right? And you did a clearing and, you know, all of a sudden you're not limping. And now you go to your friends, maybe, you know, you go to the shopping mall and there's six people waiting for you at a table to eat lunch with you, we'll say, or a restaurant or something, and you come in and you're not limping, and what are they going to say? Oh, man, I don't believe that this person isn't limping any longer, right? But you're not limping. I don't believe it. Well, what does that do to you? You go, uh-oh, you mean, yeah, I'm feeling fine, because remember, that energy is taken away from you. You never realized that you limped before because peace came into its place. And so now they're going to make you go back and try to figure out what happened. And they can put you back on that limping timeline, and now you're going to start limping. So they did you that favor, okay? They corrupted you. That's why I say, you know, when people start talking about something after you got yourself fixed, you know, run, don't walk away from them. Don't have them recontaminate you, because they will. Their thoughts are very powerful. And they will all put, you know, if you have six people at the table, they're all going to put you on that timeline. Oh, that's, you know, how you want to look at other people around you. Remember, they're infested. They're contaminated. Don't, you know, connect with them so that, you know, if you do, then they're going to probably bring back your past. So, and that's hard to talk about, you know, about not really connecting to a lot of people, but you know which ones are negative because you don't want to be with them any longer. Or which one has that problem, you know? Maybe everybody on the table is limping, you know? And you go, I'm not going to go to my limping session here today, my 12-step limping session group, because I'm not limping and I don't want them to contaminate me. Back to you.
Well, I have a suggestion for that, which is the Soul Family Psychic Billboard Disconnection. Because most people in our lives, or many of the people in our lives, are in our soul family. And I feel like that makes us a little more invisible.
There
they're
go.
Not, like, noticing things, and they might forget something like that. Oh, like, the last time we saw him, he was limping. Oh, but then they won't have that memory, so it won't matter. You'll just walk in and you'll be yourself, your current self. Of course, there's also the monthly psychic billboard that is, you can be even refine it even more, which is really, really powerful. Okay, Ron, next comment that came in or question. I'm using the organization affiliation clearing to remove myself from contracts with aliens for specific times, and I may use the Galactic Federation affiliations the same way. Do you feel that will work? Can you comment on it?
I think it's very good. You got outside of the box. Very, very good.
Right.
Yep. You're not necessarily confronting them. You're just telling them that you want to have your own space. Oh, That's very, very good.
Right. Great. Now, this is an interesting one. It's titled Curses. How do we get clear of all the people and stuff we don't know about? I'm sure there are transmissions and other things that we don't normally consider, and also unknown people that are out in the public or our neighbors and that kind of thing. Any suggestions for that, Ron?
Oh, boy.
I think it might be. I may have just answered it. The psychic billboard and the billboard disconnection.
The soul family disconnection.
On the soul family, yeah.
Yeah, release that and then stay in the present moment. Get off the timelines. Remember, if you have a situation happening, then know that you're on multiple timelines, hundreds if not maybe a thousand of timelines of that. You know, how often do you have that condition? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's just say that, you find yourself dropping 25 cents out of your pocket every other day, and you go, wow, why am I losing 25 cents? You know, I don't know what's happening here. Well, then you know that you're on the 25-cent losing timeline. Get off of it. Well, it's very simple. So find out what is going on. And find out what timeline or what your situation is, what energetic body's corrupted. Get rid of the timeline so you don't start losing the quarters, and then find out, gee, I got to clear something. What am I really looking at here? Am I afraid of money? Maybe I got a fear clearing, and I'm losing quarters. Or maybe it escalates. Maybe it goes from a penny to a nickel to a dime or something, you know? Or maybe you lose, maybe your payroll check or something. You know, all of a sudden it vanishes. And you go, oh, geez, you know, I need that money for everything, you know, and it's gone. It's going to take me a week to have them send me a new check or whatever, you know. So find out what you're dealing with. You know, remember, it's probably basically all fear at first. Get rid of the fear timelines. And, look at just to see what is not working for you in your life and what is easy. And if you can remember going back into your past, which you may not be able to remember because you're more in the moment now, if you've been doing clearings, kind of look and see what you've worked with maybe in the last year or so, if you've been listening for a couple of years, and find out what you've got remedy for, you know, and what got cleared out. Because all of a sudden you started doing clearings and the person you used to be is not the same person, and you're better off. So you might look at that and see what's happening with you, and you might get a little different way of looking at how you've improved your life. So it looks like our time is getting ready to close here. The clock is ticking. So here we go, everybody. We'll do the mind of heart drop. So you want to command your spirit out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, thank you everybody. And we'll see you later. Thanks everybody for listening. And send your questions in. Bye, everyone.
Bye.